Well, Steve, a breathless game, a bizarre game, but just try and assess it for us if you can.
Well, I think it'll take a lot of time to assess that, won't it? You know, I think we come here and we started well, we got a goal. I think we've caused them one or two problems, and then we had a 10-minute spell where we didn't defend it properly. And, you know, I've always said it about Nerdico playing the Premier League. He should be a Premier League player. We had him, and he caused us a few problems. But we go in at half-time, and, you know, Wolves have had a lot of the ball, a lot of the play, but we said, settle down, you know, we're on this gate, we're in the game. If we get a goal and we get the ball down and we pass it and we move it, and I have to say it as it is, I think for 30 minutes we give them a battering, and we got ourselves back level, and then our defending's poor, you know, we have to look at that, and then we got ourselves back in the game again, and then our defender's even further poor, if there's a word of that description. To be fair, I'm not worried about the last goal. We got about 10 men in the striker's position trying to come back and equalise in the game. But what a fantastic advert for League One football. What an absolute honour it is to come to Wolverhampton Wanderers. They're an absolute outstanding football club from top to bottom, and we wish them every success in the Championship. And I don't know if they're champions now. Are they champions?
I'm not sure. I don't think they are officially now. They can't be officially champions just yet.
Well, if they're not champions, I'm sure they've got the kettle on and it's about ready to boil. So, and they'll be worthy. And people can talk about all the investment and parachutes, whatever. You still have to produce a football team that wins football matches. And Kenny Jackett has done that, and he goes real warm. Congratulations.
It was a cavalier approach from both sides at times, wasn't it? I know that's obvious to say with 10 goals involved in the game, but there was some wonderful attacking play for both teams.
Well, we've had many plaudits in the tunnel. You know, we stood there to a man and we shook hands with everybody from Wolves that around the playing squad and the staff, and they paid us a lot of compliments. They said we're the best team they've played the whole season in two games. So that's a big compliment. We were having to wonder, say that, considering what resources and the playing squad they've got here. But we go away, we're hot. We don't go away and say, well, we've been involved in a thrilling game at Wolves. We go away and we're disappointed with some aspects, but we're very proud of our performance, especially that second period. And I think I said in the press conference before we come that I wanted the Wolverhampton Wanderers to appreciate their team more by seeing us being a decent side. I think in the second half they've seen an outstanding Rotherham performance, and but they'll acknowledge that, and I know that as the players and staff have done, they've wished us every success in the playoffs.
I'll come on to the attacking side of your side in a few moments, but defensively, just run us through what you thought went wrong for your side today. Obviously, conceding six to anybody is never something you ever want to do, Steve.
No, well, we chased the game, don't we, for a long period, so you make it. But in the first half, our defender was the good enough centrally. Morgan Arnoldson wasn't good enough, we know that. And but I'm not here to pull apart individuals. We're a special team and we're looking forward to the playoffs, so don't start going down the road if we're disappointing. Let's all focus on what Sheffield United and Sheffield Wednesday are doing for the next 3 weeks.
In terms of attacking wise then, your side, Kieran Agard, a hat-trick. You've put 7 goals this season now past the side who I think they've got the second best defence in the country, just behind Chelsea.
Well, we're exceptional going forward, aren't we? And we know that we have to be better defensively. I'm not concerned about the... I said to you, I have concerns about certain goals today, but I don't have concerns with the sixth goal today. That's just stupid land when we're chasing and we're getting our defenders. If I'm being honest, I'm more disappointed with the fifth goal than any other goal today. And our left-hand side collapsed with Scars and Adam. So it's not just about one or two individuals. We, as a team, we didn't defend well enough today, but my God, we're exciting to watch, aren't we? And I'd rather be watching us than watching 11 men behind the ball every week and struggling to go over the halfway line, wouldn't they, and think you're playing like Real Madrid. We play some entertaining football, so if people want to judge us in South Yorkshire, judge your type of performances and games and entertainment they get from us and judge it across the motorway.
And someone just said to me on the way down the steps then from Wolverhampton Wanderers, I wouldn't want to face Rotherham in the playoffs, and that's obviously what you're looking at now, and that's what teams will be looking at going, they've put 4 past Wolves today.
Well, I think all the players and staff have said that, but we know we've got, you know, we're preparing for the playoffs. People see that with the selection today, and we'll prepare again on Monday. And people can moan and groan and believe that you need to get into the playoffs winning 5-0 every week. You need to get into the playoffs and have everybody available to select from. That's what's key, and everybody as match fit as you possibly can. That's the advice I've taken from people that's won a couple of playoff campaigns, and that's advice I'm going to follow. Know what people think it is.
So you're not concerned, obviously, by the fact it's no winning three now, because you are rotating your side around?
I'm going to know. I'm talking to anyone. That's rubbish.